The first thing I want to just talk about, b'kitzur nimratz, not in such arichus, is the pasuk is a diyuk that Chazal make in a pasuk that we learn halacha lemaisa. It's probably one of the more misused, abused, misunderstood halachas. Somebody, you just tell Daniel Milworth, because he was coming, he thinks we're saying in the Beis Medrash. Can you just tell Daniel what we're saying? He's in the... He should be right outside the Beis Medrash. Thanks a lot, Mesh. Oh, wait a minute. What did you say on last night, Ezzy? So I want to speak on Chazal's diuk of a pasuk where they learn out important with pasuk important Allah's learned that that's very misunderstood. The pasuk is Vayoyma Rishim Mikra Kodesh, Vayoyma Shvi Mikra Kodesh Yalachem, Kom Lacha Layeyasevahem. It doesn't say all work do not do. Layeya says passive, it shall not be done. So Rashi on the spot says, Afil Yidei Acherim, even through somebody else. It's not an Isser you to do Malacha, it's Malacha Layeya says, it shall not be done, Afil Yidei Acherim. Which is one of the sources for the Isser of Amir Lakum, that there's an Isser to do Malacha Yidei Yigoy, could be an Asmachtat. Lav davka deraisa, but lo yeyase, it's an asmach in the pasuk, it doesn't say don't do it. Lo yeyase, it shall not be done. We learn this in Isser Amir Lakum. Now there's two psukim for Amir Lakum. One is from this pasuk, lo yeyase, it shall not be done, like Rashi and Chumash Zafiyah de Acherim. And there's another, dabru davar, mimtzoichev secha, pasuk, it's a pasuk in Yechezkel, it's a pasuk in Navi, in Nach, and it says, mimtzoichev secha, that you can't speak weekday's talk. Which we learn, Amir la'akam, telling a guy to do malacha, is weekday speech. So there are two basic isurim, Daniel, for telling a guy to do malacha. Lo yeyasebahem, which is, I feel like the akum, it can't be done for you, malacha, and another one in the speech, another one in the Ramazim. To go through all the halachas of Amir al-Akum, I saw in Rav Asher Weiss goes to town and goes through a thorough, but interesting, shaylos and cases and zachen. To go through, it's not in the scope of this year, certainly, to go through all the halachas. That's a cheap way of saying I'm an Amoritz and I can't go through all the halachas, but it works. But to go through all the halachas we're not going to do, what I would like to do in Amir al-Akum is there's such a churban on people's understanding of what Amir al-Akum is, when Amir al-Akum is us, that I wanted to say b'kitzer, like not going through all those that want to see Minchas Asher. I've been working on this week and I want to continue working on it. But just in b'kitzer, like the massive toys that people think, you'll just hint to a guy's in a pitch black room and he can't read. So I'll just hint to a guy, I'll find a guy on the street, and I'll hint to the guy to turn it on. Let's say even better yet, Daniel, let's say you're lucky enough, you have a guyish, unlucky enough, you have a guyish cleaning housekeeper, and the light's off, and you want to read, Shelly. You need to read this, and you can't read, it's pitch black. And she's smart, she plus she knows, you have it all worked out, you know, she turns on the light for you. But they're all good, I didn't tell her anything, it's great. Except they have no idea, zero idea. It's probably one of the most abused. My father, when he started his shul, the first halachas he spoke about, he said he's going to speak about two things to start a shul. And he gave Shia the first many, many weeks on Amir al-Akum, because he says that people are crazy makel. They have not, in his Seber, the people all have maids. And people are crazy makel. They have no idea. There's such chilul Shabbos, Noir V'ayim, the chilul Shabbos that goes on, Noir V'ayim. And the second thing I'll speak about is Muxa, because Muxi says ridiculous how machmir people are. People don't realize there are a lot of coolers that are overly machmir on Muxa. My father's equally upset by both. He doesn't like Amaratzis. They're overly machmir on Muxa and overly makel on Amir Lakum. The point's like this. If it's pitch black and you can't read in a room, and the guy, you didn't tell him anything, they're just smart enough to open the light to you, Gavriel. It's us to read in that room. You can't be nana. There's an isser lo yeyase. It doesn't matter hinting. And there's no connection. You can't hint to the guy to turn on the air conditioning room. Chas v'shalom. You can't hint, you can't anything to him. You can't even, if he just knows and turns on the air conditioner for you in your room, it's us, sir.
I've seen
there's certain cases. But lo ye yasevem, that's a pasuk of ye lo ye yasevem. It can't be, I feel al yedei acherim. Malacha cannot be done al yedei acherim. What is this story with hinting? When is hinting? There are two asurim. There's an isur to have anah, lo ye yasi. You can't have anah from Maisa Akum. And a separate isur to tell him. Two separate asurim. When you didn't tell him, he just turns it on. Granted, you weren't over the pasuk in Yechezkel m'mtzeich etzecha. So you're not as bad of a Jew when you hint to the guy to turn on your air conditioner or your light. But you're over the pasuk lo ye yasi ben. So when is this, Daniel, when is this that people know you can hint? The case you can hint is as follows. If you're not having direct hanof in the Maisak, he's turning off a light, the light in your bedroom's on. So now he's turning off a light. You're not being nene from his Maisak, it's the hanof from the lack thereof of the light. You're not directly being nene from his Maisak, turning on the light, you turn on the light, and I read from the light. Turning off. So first of all, I'm not directly being nene. It's the lack, the light's bothering me. Now I don't have the light. It's the lack of, it's not called direct hanah from his action. So then already there's no problem with Yasa, but the problem Daniel is telling him. I'm still telling him to do malach, I have a problem with mtsaych etzecha, dabru dover. So I have a problem that you're not allowed to speak, you're amlad malacha. So there, hinting helps in indirect, something when there's an alarm on in my house. And I want the guy to shut off the alarm, and I hint him, so I'm not even so I can hint. Even in that hint, the rules to that hint, it has to be an indirect hint. There's something called a direct hint and an indirect hint. There are cases you can directly hint. Here you have to indirectly hint. To go again, the halachs of indirect hint are not for me to give over, for Talmid Chacham to give over, but the basic point is, you're not allowed to say that it's usur for me to do malacha on chat. You're not allowed to say I can't turn off the light. That's called a direct hint. You're not allowed to mention, you can't say, I have a problem, I can't turn off the light. That's too direct of a hint. You could say the light is on. You could say, it's Shabbos and it's Saturday and the light's on. I'll say, so what? You say, it's Saturday, the light's on. Say, so what? It's Saturday, the light's on. You can't say, and therefore I can't turn off the light. That's considered a direct hint. That's a problem, Yoiver Pasuk and Yechezkel, Chas V'Shalom. So this is just a basic, not everything's mutter by Amir Lakum. A goyim can't be, it's chas v'shalom, a goyim are just doing malachas. Are there cases, l'tzarech harabim, that a goy could do malacha? There are cases, not to be, a person can't be too mekel, it has to be the hayrav, a rav. Are there cases, l'tzarech mitzvah? Yes, there are cases. L'tzarech chayla? Yes, there are cases. There are cases, l'tzarech chayla, even shein by sakana, that you could do Amir Lakum. For a child's needs, in certain cases, the halacha of a chayla shein by sakana. We once had on a farm into my house, it was freezing, the heat broke, and it was posh in the middle of a good waterbury. It wasn't the mild times like this, it was good, it was mamish in the teens. And I had little kinderlich in the house, the tzrachim of a katan had the din of a chadosh by sakana, and amir la'akam is permitted. But a person has, it's not just hefker when amir la'akam is mutter. This hinting doesn't help in many cases. A direct time off, he's turning on your oven, if he's turning on l'tzarech mitzvah, in certain cases you'll have no other hot food, and there's a mitzvah to have cham in the Shabbos, there are cases. First, has to know the halachas, it's not a blanket halacha that amir la'akam is mutter, that you tell a guy, hint to a guy. There's no, heshi just says carry with the elbows. There is a good halacha to know it's mutter, not in the normal way. Kitzur advarim. That's the layos of this malacha amir lakum. There's a gishmak of kashas. There's gishmak of raid on this whole sugi of amir lakum. I've gone into that. There's a nesivus in reishman days. There's a very gishmak of raid. The basic kashet achrayim all handle. Many achrayim handle. Gishmak is nageyak. So I like sometimes going into it. It's not the time now to be mayrach on this. Just. On the topic of Amir Lakum is why is then we know why is then why is not a shliach to be over midaraisa? Why stam? Amir Lakum is a nisid rabbanan according to most poskim. La loch la maisa we treat as nisid rabbanan. Why is it nisid raisa? Is my shliach shdusham kumaisai? So you respond ein shliach ledvar aver. The problem is this shliach is not a bar chiyuva. When a shliach is not a bar chiyuva, then there's yesh shliach ledvar aver. So you'll say back, ein shliach l'akum. The problem is the Nesivus says in Reish Membe's famous Nesivus that yesh shlichus l'akum l'chumra. to be machmir, we say yeshlichus lakum. By bazah, you have a bomb kasha. You can't say in shliach l'dvar veira, because when the shliach's not a bar chiyuv, the gemara b'mitzian daf yud. When the shliach's not a bar chiyuv, we say yeshlich l'dvar veira. Guy's not a bar chiyuv in Shabbos. You can't say in shlichus lakum, because l'chomer the nesiva says there is shlichus lakum. It's only to be makel to do a ketushin. For l'chomer we say yeshlichus lakum. I'm sorry?
Making a
shlech, do something with a kalachia, it's not normal. No, it's not shiasham kemaisa, he did it in a normal way.
That's a real fulfill the Shabbos, it's kalachia, it's not normal. It's like, fine, shlech on the
kalachia,
but it's
kalachia, it's not normal. The maisa's to me is very normal. I did the maisa. The two basic plans, see, there's a ksais who says that you can't have shlichos on mitzvahs and averis. There's a ksais to begin with that doesn't pass shlichos on mitzvahs and averis. The mitzvah, shlichus is only shayach on a result. Shlichus is the pshat that when a shliach does a kedushin, the chalois kedushin is chal for me. Shlichus is only a gershin, so the divorce is chal for me. The chalois of what he does is chal for me. A mitzvah, the Torah says, do an action. I didn't do the action. A shliach can be pile for me, can accomplish for me. There's no accomplishment of an avera. An avera, the Torah says, don't do the action. I didn't do the action. Doesn't pashlichus by averus or by mitzvahs perhaps. That's one approach. It's based on exercise. That's one approach that it doesn't pashlichus on averus or mitzvahs. One approach. The other approach is a base mayor. An interesting approach is that it's not called the Chilul Shabbos. He's my shliach to do it. Good, so it's like I did his maisa. His maisa wasn't a maisa Chilul Shabbos. Okay. They say, Kitzer, this is raid, is not what I want to speak about. There's raid, why Amir Lakhan is this Darbanan? What is this Darbanan? Just to share one maisa that I've shared before. The Chazanish basically says this maisa in Amunah B'tochen, but he leaves out details in the story. And I have a messiah from Rabbi Rami Brown, who's Neman, tremendously Neman, he's a Goyin B'Torah, Talmud Chacham. And he says over the maisa, I assume it's the same maisa the Chazanish with Isophus. The Chazanish writes a maisa about a certain chassid. He says a certain guy, the Chazanish is speaking, it's not for now. I'll say b'kitzur nimrutz, the Chazanish says people think when somebody has bad midas, this is all an aside for this maisa, which is like, hey, amir lakum. The basic maisa is like, the basic thing the Chazanish is talking about is people think when you have a guy who's a frumma guy, mamish a frumma fellow, that's a langa bird, mit a langa rekel, sure, a frumma guy, damn's a langa shman esreis, everything's long. Long. Kids are zaf from a guy. And you see, but his midas aren't good. You see, his midas aren't stark. His midas emphasis is sharp. He's not an emotic person. He doesn't interact well with people. Chaznish says we're used to thinking about such a person. Every word the Chaznish writes is Baruch HaKadosh. You have to know who the Chaznish is. Say over such a Chaznish. Chaznish writes in his Sefer Emunah B'Tochen that we tend to think that the person is a shalim in Ben Adam L'Makon. He's a shalim, but on the chaver he has faults. You know, he has his good side and his bad side. There's Ben Adam L'Makon is not a shalim, but on the chaver is missing. Chaznish says kulam irayach anitnu. There's one yisayid to all of Yiddishkeit. There's one yisayid Ben Adam L'Makon v'chaveri, and he says there is no difference in the entire world between Ben Adam L'Makon and chaveri. The yisayid of a person is every person has the following battle. Does the Yetzirah control him or the Yetzirah Tov control him? That's the battle. Are you controlled by Yetzirah or are you controlled by Yetzirah Tov? Who runs the ship? And to various degrees of control. Is the Yetzirah Tov dominant? With Pasha, there's no room, the Yetzirah has no say here at all. And the different people, it's sadly the Yetzirah Tov runs the ship, the Yetzirah has no say. As you get more advanced, the Yetzirah has a little bit of a say. In some areas he has a say. And as you get to the rush, the Yetzirah runs the ship. Zot the Chaznish as follows. This person who looks like a Zaf from a person, Ram Lamakim, happens a long Shemin Esrei, he's makbir on every Chumra. And Ram Lachaveira, he's mean, he's a nasty guy, is the Pshat Yetzirah runs the ship. If he's fully Hefker in Yetzirah, in Ram Lachaveira, Yetzirah runs the ship. Aya looks like Ram Lamakim, he says Shafrum guy. The Teretz says there's no Esnagdus, there's nothing bumping in the way. The Teretz says, calls man, nothing bumps in the way. That's, you know, that's, it fits his life socially. It helps him for kavod. It vacher fits him. So wie weit it fits him, he goes along in a good way. But whenever there's a snagdus, punkt as usual. But other lechaver, there's more snagdus. The Chaznish writes, people generally bump into more. Certainly, it's more open. But on the chaver, more people see. But on the makam, your fault can be hidden easier. But on the chaver, it's hard to hide before. You're nasty to Yenim. Yenim usually consents it. He's usually bright enough to see you being nasty. This snagdus is more open to people. He says, the Chaznish writes, if you see a person who's nasty on the chaver, you have to good know that his benadim lamakim is messed up also when there's a snagdus. Whenever there's a snagdus, he'll mess up. It's not, if he's a strong person, as the Yetzirah runs the Yetzirah, it doesn't come out in a certain area. He doesn't have a full strength. In the other Lamakim, in that amount of Isnagdus, will also be weak. It's just you don't see that Isnagdus, it fits him. It's a tifa point. The Chaznish writes that there was a char, he says there was a charedi kazeh, he calls it. Such a Yari Shemayim, calls it a chared kazeh. Yari Shemayim was nasty in Midas Vaista. It wasn't the shame, he calls him a chared kazeh. Such a type of fellow, looked very frum and everything. And he says a very chashvi guest was coming to town. Very, very chashvi guest was coming to town. And this guy begged this chashvi guest to come visit him. It was a gadol coming to town, and the zchus of having a gadol by you. Who could be shy? The zchus of having a gadol in your house. So he begged this gadol, come to my house. Kol oilam is created leibar letzav se shalzu a lashon of chazal. The Mesisa Sharon brings the whole world's created to connect to this person, to host this person, to do something for this yid. So he wanted to host this yid. So he begged this tzaddik, come to my house. So the tzaddik said, Friday night, Leil Shabbos Kodesh after the Sudan there. I'll come, doesn't say when. He said, Leil Shabbos Kodesh Amdeir. After the Suda, during the Suda. Sounds like it was after the Suda. For an Ayinag, Leil Shabbos Kodesh. So this guy's going to have a Zazchir. What a Zchus. He's going to have this great God will come to visit him. Leil Shabbos Kodesh. Kitzur, this Fruma guy, who was a nasty, didn't have good midas. Chorid Kazeh. But in Yerushalayim was Pishpash. I said, Yori Alangishman. I said, Pasha, what is this mamish? An intense fellow in Ruchnius. But on the Chaveri wasn't so in Ruchnius. You won't catch him or nothing. Kitzad Durm Zaktachaznish, this guy, it came that Friday night, he's excited. You know, this is amazing. It's chus, he's having to host the Gadol. And he says that it was the winter weeks, Heinti Gavach. And he Pasha forgot to put it, Pasha gets dark very early. And he forgot to put it. He needed, normally he's used to, you know, my father puts the timer for the lights. So you time the lights, it goes over to the Suda. There was no electricity back then. This guy put in oil for the candles to burn through a Suda. And he pashut forgot in all the preparations, I'm sure he made a beautiful Suda and a beautiful Einiget prepared. He forgot to put in more oil. He forgot to put in more oil for this Gadol who was coming. He forgot to add more oil. And it was bizu bizyonis. The Gadol's going to come. People in the town are coming. Here it's his big night to shine. And it's pitch black. Bizu bizyonis. Pitch black. Mamasha bizyonis. Here you're hosting the event. It's pitch black. Mamish. Dark, dark, dark. So this is a terrible bizyonis to the guy. So now the guy has a baisai neged his frumkeit. He says, I'm from a guy. Shabbos Kodesh. But neged his benadol lemakim now, there's a snagdus of bizyonis. Now he has a rizig of nisayin of it's going to be bizyonis. You have a rechash of picture it, you have a rechash of a guess. There's a big, the tallest Avon Yitzchak's in town, you're hosting on Friday night. And the whole town's going to come, all the signs are up. It's Friday night and your house is pitch black. You can just flick on the light, Chaman Litzlan, and the house is pitch black. Bzionis, they come to you, it's, what are you going to say? Was that fool, you couldn't, everybody's waiting for this big night, all your friends, everybody's excited to speak to Kivager, and you couldn't leave, you couldn't think to put on the lights, you fool. So he has his covered negatives, been on the makam. Says the Chazanish, this Chorid Hazeh, he added oil on Shabbos Kodesh. This Chorid Hazeh, this from a guy, he added oil. And the Chazanish sees all his bad midas come out in that. He says, "It's one tar kulam irayach, and it's all given from one shepherd, from one rabbi nishlalim. It's one Torah, it's one Nisayan. So Nisayan is the Yetzirah rule, the Yetzirah, the Yetzirah rule, the Yetzirah. Who's the person controlled by? The same thing, you're going to give a line to your wife. You're going to say a mean thing to your kid. You're going to say a mean thing to your chaver. It's the same Yetzirah. It's not a different field. It's not a different playing field. It's not the pshat. Oh, but I'm on the bottom there. I'm stressed. It's the same thing. It's the Yetzirah control. It's the Yetzirah control. Same the sign. Oto davar. If in Ramla Chaver, the pshat is Yetzirah controls, so it means, punk, this guy's from in Ramla Makim. All it means, like the Chaznish, is he has less snagdus in that field. Luyeh, you'll give that amount of snagdus. The opposite will be true also. You have a guy who Ramla Makim is in Ramla Chaver is great. Ramla Makim is bad. Is Oto davar. Same thing. Chazanish doesn't speak this out at length. He's more worried the other way. But it's true the other way. You have a guy who says, ah, sweet guy, a nice person. From the mukim, he looks like a wreck. The guy Pasha doesn't daven, doesn't learn. It's not Pasha, there's no... See, he thinks, I'm going to get down, I'm a shtickel shvach, and davening, and learning. These zachan, I'm the mukim, is not my forte. The same thing. The territory is this guy, but on the Chaver is a natural, it's not such a snagdus. Luyi will hit that amount of a snag. The Avaydis Ha'adam Rabbi says to become a shalom, the Chazmish is saying, was yet to tight controls. And you know this person, no matter what a snagdus is going to, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter any snagdus. The person is a controlled person. There could be 50 people in the room, and some lady comes up to him and says, oh, nice, so nice to me. His hands out. I'm sorry, I can't shake you. In the nicest way, I can't shake you. It doesn't matter their snagdus. It doesn't matter their bizyonis. It doesn't matter. The coolest guys around are talking Lashon Hara. It doesn't matter their snagdus. He leaves. He says, I'm sure the Kabbalah said this Lashon Hara. It doesn't matter what is snagdus you're hitting. The person's master, but Yadi Yetzir Tov, he does what's right. The snagdus, and that doesn't matter, but Al-Mukhaveri, Al-Mukhaveri, that's this chasnish. The Kitzad Varim is this whole Langa Maisa. To tell you the story, so Rabbi Brown says over, and he says that the Chaznish writes the Maisa. I haven't seen it. The Chaznish has many writings. In Emunah B'Tochen is the only time he says this. He has many letters. Maybe it's elsewhere. I suspect it's the same story. Rabbi Brown says over that the Maisa, he says from the Chaznish, maybe in his writings he writes in detail, probably the same story. And the full story is, from Rabbi Brown, I'm again assuming it's the same story, but Rabbi Brown quotes the Chaznish. I assume it's the same story, is that the guest who was coming was none other than Rav Kiviger. So Rav Kiviger, the great Rav Kiviger, was coming to visit the guy. And the guy didn't turn on the light. In the story, the Chaznish writes, and he put in oil. It's not the point how he put it in. The way Rav Brown says the Chaznish, a guy put it in for him. He did it either guy. He wasn't from it. It bothered me reading the story in the Chaznish. Because he added oil. It's hard to fathom. The guy's a frumma guy. I mean, it's hard to fathom. The Chaznish just calls him a charid. He was a frumma guy. He had a snagdus of covered. I think even a bum that's covered against Shabbos is not nichshal. Covered against Amir Lakum, people think of also the Terim Tzarech, a rabbi, a mamish. A guy thinks of a Terim. Kitzur Advarim, Rabbi Brown said over the mice, is that he got a guy to add an oil, Amir Lakum. The end of the story where Rabbi Brown says over the mice, he cries, and it's right to cry. No, right. The end of the Maisa. The Chaznish doesn't write there, but Rabbi Brown quotes from Chaznish, I imagine, it's elsewhere. Probably in his letters, or Alpeh. Rabbi Brown quotes it, I don't need more. The end of the Maisa is that a Kivega came to his house and the light's on. And a Kivega walks into the room, there's a big tzibur waiting. There's fluff in this Fruma Yid's house. And the Fruma Yid's there, the Malchustik. A Kivega walks and a hush breaks out. Kivega, the great Kivega is Dachda. And all of a sudden, the Kivega is like, I can't see. Kivega says, I can't see. I don't speak Yiddish. That's what he said. He said, I can't see. I can't see, Kivega says. The Kivega went blind. And there was a tumult mamish. They lie Kivega down. He can't see anything. He's blind as a bat. They lie Kivega down. They call for a doctor. The doctor comes checking. Can't find anything. Then they decide that they'll carry a Kivager out. The God la no, but blind. No, people are mamish, stomach is saying, kill him. It was no, they're all waiting. Kivager walks in, Shrek, make sure he was blind. So the doctor said, let's carry him out. It was tumultuous. People are crying, people are shrieking, trying to see a Kivager. It was just a scene. So let's carry him out. We'll work on him. They carry a Kivager out. The moment he leaves the room, I could see. Oh, Kivaldi, better. Mudn, an attack, the doctors confront him. It's an attack, it happened. Shame. He had some attack of blindness. He walks back into the room, he's blind again. He leaves the room, he can see. The host breaks down that a guy, Amir Lakum, that a guy, Amir Lakum, San Shemayim Newachasar Kivagar, Maisa Shahya, right, Brown, B'Shem Lechazanish. Not a Baba Maisa, that 200 years ago, Daniel. The great Kivagar in Shemayim Newachas, what it means in Isser Malacha on Shabbos, that a guy in a Malacha, a Kivagar, can't be Nene from a Maisa Akum done on Shabbos. Which wasn't done for him, which Lalacha is not so posh that he wouldn't be allowed to be Nene, it's done for Yenu. It would be an interesting Shiloh, eh? Be an interesting shaila. Ma'isa amir la'akum a malacha d'rabbanon, but a kivega shouldn't be nene from malacha d'rabbanon that might be mutter to be nene from. The chaymer of amir la'akum, the people are making law. Tell a guy, hint, amir la'akum, a kivega went blind. The galadar went blind. That shemayim they were chas. That a tzaddik should be nichshal amir la'akum. People just. I was Zaych, I spent the Shabbos with my Rebbe in the hospital. We were hidden in a hospital, the story I told Dayan already. We were hidden in a hospital, upstate New York. We were hidden, they kicked us out of the hospital, they called the cops. The doctor hides us in a room. We had no food all Shabbos. And Kimat nothing, crumbs, nothing all Shabbos. And a man comes from the hotel, he found out where we were. He brings a big box of food, Amir Lakum. We didn't eat all Shabbos, we didn't touch it. A guy did a malach on Shabbos. The guy brought the food, came with a message from Rabbi Brown, you're not allowed to eat it. So we spent a lot of Shabbos discussing the halachas of Amir Lakum. Maybe that's why, how I know some of the halachas of Amir Lakum. We spent a lot of Shabbos discussing Amir Lakum. We were trying to decode Rabbi Brown's message that a guy brought us the food, and Rabbi Brown, and he said, Rabbi Brown said, don't eat it. He was a little drunk when he came. It was Friday night. That I kid you not, I remember he was a little disheveled. He was drunk, a guy Friday night. Drove it over drunk, and he said, Rabbi Brown said, you can't eat it. She had us confused, so why did I bound send it? Food. We had all different pshat, and the guy said a pshat. The guy said a pshat. Also, it was fast, and we were sitting around clearing Amir Lakum, and this drunk guy who brought the food with the message that you can't eat it also said a pshat. I don't remember his pshat yet. Let me say what it has to do with complicated Allah's Sukh Shabbos, what happened, what the pshat was. Kitzur Advarim is that's the chaymer Amir Lakum.
What did Rabbi Brown really mean in the end?
Not for now. Never mind, I'll tell you. It has to do the things on Mulak and what he was trying to say. I wanted to share another verse that's very relevant to Rosh Hashanah. We learned Elul's Man, just a beautiful verse from the Malbim. A beautiful verse from the Malbim that's relevant to Rosh Hashanah is the Psukim say, V'yem Hashem Moshe Alayim Beretz Mitzrayim, Leimer, Achoy Shazel Lachem Rosh Chadashim, Rishonu L'chad She'ashana. This month is the Rosh Chodesh from the beginning of the months. Rishonu Lachem, it's the first to you, L'chad She'ashana, to the months of the year. That's a clearly double lashon. Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of months. Rishonu Lachem, the first to you, L'chad She'ashana, to the months of the year. Clear double lashon. Comes the Mechilta, comes the Tanayim, and they darshan the Psukim, and they say, Rosh Chodesh, Shamuni Niyat Chodesh Shnayim. The smallest, of whenever it says months, you assume it's the least amount of months. It doesn't say how many months. So Rosh Chodeshim, the beginning of months, means it's the first of two other months. It's the beginning of other months. So Rosh Chodeshim is the Miyot Chodeshim Shnayim. You see, it's the beginning of two other months. You could have said it's the beginning of months, it's 2 months. You could have said that. The way the Malbim learns is Rosh Chodeshim. It's the beginning of two other months. It's the Rosh of Chodeshim. This month, Achodesh Hazeh, is the Rosh of other Chodeshim, of the Miyat Chodeshim Shnayim. So it's the beginning of, it comes before 2 months. So I would have thought it's only the first of 2 months. Talmud Loim Elochad She Ashaneh. Talmud Loimar, it's the Rosh, it's Rishon Elochad She Ashaneh. It's the beginning of all the months of the year. I would have thought it's only the first relevant to two other months. Kamash Malan, L'chad She'ashan, is the first of all the years. All the months of the year. The obvious kasha, two obvious kashas. First of all, so just say, Rishon Hu, L'chad She'ashan. So just say the end of the pasuk. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rishon L'chad She'ashan. The first of all the months of the year. And I'll know it's the first of all the months of the year. According to many, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa in Nisan to say one, in Iyar to say two, Sivan three, Tamazav Elul Tishrei Mechulu. It's a mitzvah to call, because this is the first of the year, to remember that this is called the first, to remember when that Mitzrayim in Nisan. Yeah, right, Son and Sean gave a shiur earlier in the year. Are you allowed to call, we call it January, February, March, are you allowed to call these names? Rabbi Son and Sean spoke about it. There's more of a shaila, you're allowed to write the Goyish numbers, that's more of a d'eved. That's more of a problematic to write the Goyish countings. You're calling a different month, one, two, three, to write. Many people, Rabbi Son and Sean spoke out, are makpid on checks not to write the Goyish date. They write January, that's not as chomer as calling it a different number. The Torah says one is Nisan, and only Nisan's one. But the Kitzur Advarim is the obvious, what's Pshat in this Mechus? I want to tell you, it's a gorgeous Malbim, it's delicious. Listen to this Malbim, Alicia, delicious Malbim. When the Olam learn Rosh Hashanah, the Olam will appreciate this a lot, I think. So what's this drush of Chazal? Chazal Adarshaning. Rosh Chodashim, it's Rosh Chodesh, it's in the first ahead of two other months. Reish, the beginning of Chadashim. HaChodesh Hazeh is in front of two other months. I would think only it's the first of 2 months. But the rest of the month have another counting. Talmud Loimar, Lachem L'chad She'ashana, Rishon L'chad She'ashana. It's the first of all the months of the year. So just say that. So the Goyin is a Pshat. The Goyin is a Pshat. Just to work out the Goyin's Pshat. I want to share with them the Malbim's Pshat. Zok the Malbim, Mechilta's fun, because you have the Netziv on the Mechilta. Once the Mechilta starts, it doesn't, there's no real, there's very, very little, I should say, none. There's maybe very little, if not none, till here in Sefer Shemais. This parasha starts for the rest of the Shemais Mechilta. You have Malbim, Netziv, you have all the raid on Mechilta. Comes the Malbim and he says an Eisen of Pshat. So look, the other Kasha he asked, you want to ask two Kashas, just say Rishon L'chad She'ashana Chantzvi. The other Kasha you could ask on the Mechilta is, Stam, what's this? I might think it's the first of two other months. What's that have, Amina? It's the first of 2 months? What is that? What would the cycle be? How would you count years? You have two counting to the year, you have 1 year, it's like a 3 month year. It just doesn't say, well, how does it work? I might say it's only the first month of two other months. And then, but not the first of the other months. I don't know, how would you count this? What's going on? Comes the Malbim says, Eisen of Pshat. There's a mandamer in the Gemara. If I'm not mistaken, we pask in this way. But Zuck, at least it's going with this mandamer. I think I'm pretty sure we pask in this way. Rabbi said, we learned in the Dharm, it's Nagyan Dharm also. Bal Ta'acher, Rabbi said, Daniel, on the spot. Bal Ta'acher. Okay, not
three. Three regalim. Three regalim.
Shol, how many months is Bal Ta'acher? How many regalim? How long do you have to bring a carbon? A guy commits to a carbon. How many regalim do you
it's
have?
It's like it's between.
How much do we pass in for the
last? Three regalim.
Three regalim. Do you have the lois to say Bal Ta'acher, Daniel? You have three regalim. Do you have the lois to say Bal Ta'acher of bringing carbon? So you have three regalim to bring the carbon. Those three regalim is a mandamar. I don't remember if we passed in this way, I apologize. But there's a mandam Rashana, we learned Rashana. There's a mandam Rashana, those three regalim have to be Kesidra. And I think we passed them, there's a Stam Mishnah like that. The three regalim have to be in order, the Hainu. If somebody promises to bring a Karban before Shavuos, so it doesn't have Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach. He has till the next year Pesach, then Shavuos, then Sukkos. And he has to Sukkos, it'll be over Bal Ta'acher. You have the three regalim in order, what's the first month? What's the first regal? Pesach. Zok the Malbim Goyne Goynes. HaChodesh Hazeh Reish Chadashim. This month is the first month of three other months. Miat Chadashim 2. This month is the first of two other months. That's one system. It's the first of two other months that in order that 3 months, Nageya, the Regalim, is the month of Sivan, where Shavuos falls out, the month of Tishrei, where Sukkos, and the month of Nisan. Nisan's the first of the months of that cycle. It's not just the Hava Amina. I would say it's only first in that count, that we don't have to count one of the months of the year. It's count from Tishrei like they used to count. Tishrei's one, Cheshvan, Kislev's the rest of the way, like they always counted before this went out of Mitzrayim. It says actually, the Malbim actually brings that the Yidden count, that the world counts, I should say. The Yidden always count in Nisan, the Malbim says. But count Tishrei maybe, and it's only the first of 3 months, the first of two other months. Kamash Malan, Rishon L'chem, L'chad She'ashana. Kamash Malan, it's the first of all the months of the year. But it's still true, it's the first of two other months. Both things are true. It's Taka Chosh Hazer Rosh Chadashim. It's Taka Rosh, the head of two other months. It's the first in the counting of those 3 months, only relevant to those 3 months. And it's also Rishon L'Chad Shehashana to all the months of the year. Delicious. It's the Mabim learns. You could ask on the Mabim, the Gemara is a different drasha that it's the first. Gemara is a make this drasha. This is Mechilta, let her hold this is the drasha. It's not Shver. This is Mechilta. That's how the Mabim learns up, Givaldig, learns up Shat in the Mechilta. Also, it gives a meaning to the Mechilta. What it means is the first of two other months, as opposed to the first month of the year. This is how he learns Pshat in this Mechilta. Beautiful
no
Pshat.
No mention of what the 2 months are at all?
Nothing. Mechilta Adkan, Mechilta. But all Mechilta, it's Tanayim, it's Mishnayis. Mechilta's Mishnayis, Tanayim, they're always Bekitzer Nimritz. The Malbim says gorgeous Gainas on every single Mechilta practically, and he always has, this is like Kisedra, I shared this one with Eilam because it's on Rosh Hashanah and Adar and the Taizim, so it's Kedai. There's a lot more to say on the parasha. I would like I have a minig every year to forget. I made a mental note to do it last night, but I had to keep my minig to forget. My father has a map at home that he gives out every year to his talmidim, and every year I plan on getting it for the yeshiva here. Before Shabbos, I'm going to call my father, Belina Eder, and I'm going to try to have him fax so tonight I can give out the map when guys come to my house. I'm going to try to get a fax to somebody. I don't have a fax, but I'll get a fax to the shooks. But my father has a meridic map from the National Geographic, a meridic map that somebody gave him. He found an article in the Times, my father, and somebody gave him the National Geographic. Aryeh's fan here. Here we learn Chumash, we're talking National Geographic. But I'll explain where I'm coming from, Aryeh, over here. There's a rach. Rabbeinu Chanana learns. It says lo nishar arba echa v'chol gvul Mitzrayim. Mosh. The psukim say that after locusts, there was not one locust left in Mitzrayim. Not one locust left in Mitzrayim. Lo nishar after the locust. That's the pasuk says. Let's read the pasuk. Here, the pasuk says, pasuk yotes perik yud, lo nishar arbech of chol v'chol Mitzrayim. There didn't remain one locust in the whole Mitzrayim. Comes the Rabbeinu Chananel, a Rishon Daniel, and he says, what does it mean there wasn't one locust? So first of all, it means even the locust they liked eating, even the salty locust, not one in Mitzrayim, means even their locust disappeared. Zok derach, if there'll ever be a locust plague in that region, it won't touch Mitzrayim. Not one locust will ever hit Mitzrayim. If there's ever really a locust plague, it won't hit Egypt. The Rach learns, Pashup Shat in the Pasuk. Egypt will never have a locust plague. Of all the Makkos, by Makkos Arbe Punkt, it says, L'mantisaper ba'azne bincha ben bincha. Tell your children and grandchildren, they says, there is a lalti in Mitzrayim, the joke I played on Egypt. You know the joke, Daniel. That Barad hit all the crops, left over some crops. Achita kaisemes and arbe, they wiped it out. Tell your children and grandchildren the joke I played in Mitzrayim. Why punk by this maka ves oisoisai, my ois, asher samti bom that I placed in them? Why punk by this maka? Every maka tell your kids, dam, tzvadei, akin, and all the shmak. All week I've been telling my kids different stories of the makas. So we've been describing, we've met all different Mitzrayim, Ibrahim and Muhammad, all the Mitzvim we've been going through. We're going through the Makkas. So punk, what's by Arba? Punk by Arba. Lenisha Arba, B'chol Pum Mitzvim. Punk by Arba. It says here, L'man Tisabe Bazne Bincha Ben Bincha. She's trying to sell out Mitzrayim. Yeah, so there's not, there are other Pshat who said it. But the simple Pshat is, why do you think Hashem made it that there's no more locust ever going to hit Egypt again? What's the point? They're getting brachas for it. They hurt us. Why are they getting blessings? Now the Arba goes away, no more locusts in Mitzrayim. Why do you think Daniel Hashem did that? I'll tell you what, the pshat is, in order that there should be an ice, the Malbim says it, the Malbim quotes this Rach, and he says the reason Hashem did it is so forever and ever when you see there's no locusts in Mitzrayim, and it's going to make no sense, there'll be locusts all around Egypt and they won't touch Egypt, you'll say, aha, there will mock us one day, it's real, you'll feel that it's real. You'll know it's real. In order that people know, so Hashem left the remnant of all the makris is from Arba. That's why B'davka Arba, tell your children and grandchildren. Because they'll hear about it. They'll come a day and they'll see locusts all around but not touch Egypt. And they'll question what Subshan will say, this is a remnant because there once was a makke of Arba. And Moshe Davin then sent away the Arba and no more Arba left in Mitzrayim as a remnant to what once was. There once was a big Arba plague. Yes, so why the remnant comes back through a bracha, good shayla. But that's the pshat. That's why B'davka, that's the Isoisai Asher Samtimam, that's the Is, that I place in them that you won't see any Arba. It comes, so my father found a New York Times article where it describes a locust plague that hit the Middle East. And every country around Egypt, including Israel, suffered millions and millions of dollars of damage. And scientists are perplexed why it doesn't touch Egypt. They can't figure it out that the locusts, for some reason, flew around and went past it and touched every country around and didn't touch Egypt. It's not the exact borders. A little bit of Egypt got it. So if you want to learn the way Egypt used to be back in the day, just look at this map and you just watch the, you'll have like a neat thing of what goes a little further out. It touches like a little corner, so you know that doesn't belong to Egypt. But Mamish and scientists are perplexed that all the locusts seem to have a mind of their own. Locusts swarm everywhere. They don't miss a crap. They damage billions of dollars. I don't know the numbers, like it was startling. And they flew, when they got to Egypt, they just veered around in every country all around and they leave Egypt. So he had the New York Times article. He told it to a neighbor of ours, the Sofers, and Mr. Sofers said, hey, he had seen that in the National Geographic, and he gave my father a much better map. National Geographic had a much better map where they actually showed the locust segmenting. They didn't know this Rach, they didn't know this Malbim. So they have all these theories with the winds. They're trying to figure out the Mudna-like phenomenon that a locust would attack a country and like all decide to circle around this country and hit everything in around it. And just for some reason, like when they get there, they all like fly around, like very odd. So they're trying to figure out if there's some wind current over Egypt like that. They just don't know Chumash. Nebuch. But they're trying to like darshan away the pshat, why it didn't touch Egypt. So my father has such a map. He gives out every year. You can see the map. L'chayr, it's a mitzvah to give it out. I shouldn't. That's mistam the etzar that I'm such a klutz. It wouldn't be a mitzvah. I bring it in because l'chayr, it's a mitzvah to see. This is l'mat the saper. Aznei bincha ben bincha esher swalti b'mitzrayim. Mamish, this is a kiyum. So it's kedai to see such a map. The Times had such a map and the National Geographic. Two ketanim, two big ketanim, katne ketanim, mechavim to the same phenomenon, the same confusion as to why, to which we know the answer. I want to end with something on my mind. There's only a minute left, but I still want to share it with Olam. Two points I want to share with Olam. One point is something in the news that I feel I would like to share with Olam. There's a point in the parish it's related to, but it's man kotzer. But what I just want to say is that the Hamas, Yimach Shemam Zichrom, they won an election in the PA. By the Palestinians, they won the election. Hamas. I don't know politics. There's not a time to discuss the politics. To me, it's dvarim pshutim. For any thinking person, it's so pashut that this is the tzira I think somebody should picture. You have the enemies, you have a camp of people camped out somewhere, and soldiers start shooting bullets and just fighting this camp. And everybody in the camp is sleeping. Everybody in the camp is sleeping. And you have a soldier, wake up, we're being shot at, we're going to be killed. Wake up, quick, wake up, wake up, wake up. That's the tzir. And you have a guy, somebody trying to wake up all the people, and people just fashlufen, they don't chap it. Yeah, like there's fashlufin. The soldiers out. To me, it's dvarim pshutim for a thinking person. It's hard to hear because the tendency of a person, we just want to live b'shalva, things are okay. It is a pachad, and for a person, I'm just not scared. I'm laid back. It doesn't matter. I'm not saying a person should live in fear. A person should be b'simcha rabba. Should want to do rikudim. But a person not to be thinking we're in a rizig matzav of mochama. There's an ummah that wants to kill us, that's plotting to kill out Yidden. Their goal is to wipe out Yidden all over the world. Their goal is to wipe out the Am Hashem. It's a pachat b'chad. Now, certainly, b'chol dor v'dor andim alein l'chaseinu. Never in our lives, and it's just getting more and more and more, and there's the Rabbanu Shlom allowing it. It's a rizig of matzav al-Muhammad, and the Muhammad b'ayas is one thing. It's the Rabbanu Shlom saying, shapru maseichem. It's very pshutim. A person's like just hears, oh, the Hamas. It's nayridik. There's a Muhammad atzumah, and Umar wants to kill us out. There's a bit, Hashem allowed for a big fake out. None of us knew. Nobody knew the answer. Was it a miyur? Nobody really knew the answer. We all had a fear about it. There's the whole Ummah. We always thought a few fanatics. Okay, it's a little more than a few. How many? Most is more and more. It's becoming evident, and the Rabbanu Shlom is opening our eyes to see it. It's a message. If we take the message, I'm not talking about scaring people, should walk around, like, yeah, sleep gesund, and we shouldn't. I can tell you, see, David Amel says, I slept even knowing I'm being chased to be killed by Avshalom, Kapitel Gimel. Should I be talking to Hashem? For a person not to track that he has to be called to war, not to put an extra seder, to me it's going to be, the heroes are going to be, it's clear things are happening. There's not for tzaddikim to think about. I mean, this for every person, every yid, every erlich yid to think about that. It's time, Rabbi say, we're in a mulchama atzuma. It's time for people to work. It's time for all of us. Time for Kalish and you and him and everybody to work on our meisim. It's a serious time. They're signing them out there, and Hashem is showing us more and more about them. Is revealing more of a sign. It's just Hashem putting an army against us. It's just a sign, Shapru Maseichem. If we do it, so the threat attack will be nothing. Halavai, Be'ez Hashem will turn out to be nothing. Be'ez Hashem. It's not really what they're planning, what they're saying, what they want to do. This whole Al-Qaeda, this whole Muslim, how much more do we need Hashem to show us? Now we have Hamas, we have a whole country of people now who are outright, their mission is to kill Yidden. Their mission, the whole country now, it's not, you can't say a few, it's being shown to us, do we need Hashem to now show the whole Muslim, how many, there are 2 billion Muslims in the world, there are 2 billion, do we need Hashem to now announce, that there also can be, Rabbi say, we becomes 2 billion Muslims, we all of them have the Shita. We don't know, nobody knows, this is the million dollar question, the billion dollar question. Do all Muslims hold this way? Is this a miyut? Is it half? Is it what percentage hold? The 2 billion Muslims, we have Muslims right in Waterbury. Do they hold to kill Jews? We don't know the answer to it. We don't want to know the answer. Be'ez Hashem, the answer is, it's not negay the answer to it. It's not negay. What is negay at us? We should have betach. We shouldn't be scared, walk around frightened. It's not the nekuda to be down. We should be happy people, b'simcha. But the nekuda that we're in a shas melchama, for a person not to be involved in the Muhammad. The Muhammad is each yid making sure, doing what Hakol Kol Yankov, davening, learning, that we're in a matzah Muhammad, that a yid first should be mispalel for yidden all over the world. Tarshmaneh says, certainly we have our issues, so we're focused on our little world. To focus the Rebbeinu Shlom's world, to think of it, to daven for yidden all over, to daven pashut that we, yidden should be safe all over, that we should, one. And two, for a person to take a certain, something serious, to be caught, Rabbi say, this is all going to be written up. I remember in this mice I told you about Shabbos when I was stuck with Rabbi Per for Shabbos. So a friend of mine said to me, it was a friend of mine who was with me that Shabbos, stuck with Rai Per. He said, be careful you do the Shabbos, you're part of a story. And then you do, you're part of a story. It's part of, Rabbi is saying, now what we do, we're part of a Maisa. It's going to be clear who the soldiers were, who wasn't. Who riled themselves up. Now I know it's hard. We're all human beings. It's hard for us. You know, we're living comfortably. And we have enough of our own battles. We say, I have enough, I'm fighting with myself, that I can't worry about the larger context. There's Hamas, the whole country now that wants to kill you. I have enough of my own, I talk Lashon, I don't talk Lashon, I get up for davening, I don't care. I have enough of my own little battle, you tell me, I can't put myself, all I'm suggesting is that the person tracks a little bit, the Muhammad can be won, Muhammad can be won with little Zachin. The ganz Muhammad's Dharam Pshutim could be won by one hero who's makbid now, and this man is more makbid than his man, Kriyashma. He's more makbid to daven bekavan. He's more makbid to say Ashra. Basically, she's more makbid on one. Muhammad's could be won by such Zayachim. But not to be involved, it's going to be clear who is involved in the Muhammad. To me, it's Pasha. We don't hear it enough. if you want to go into Gedolim's mind, you want, what's your Steinman thinking today? What's your Yashiv? It's klar by me. It's the heart of our pshutim. It's not just something to, okay, I have betachin. Certainly, betachin's good. You should have it. We all should have betachin. But l'chayin, I don't want to be hypocrite. I have to do something. You have to do something. We all have to a little bit nimayer. It's a shtickle. It's an ace sarah. Kipshuta, it's an ace sarah. It's hard to hear. And so we want to go on. We want to just keep, you know, it's too heavy for us to hear maybe. But we need a little bit. Let us keep smiling, you know. It's not to be embarrassed. Ace sarah, now it's embarrassing to smile. If I cared. But a little bit to tzushta, not to tracht about it, not to just to go on. Shalom lai nafshi. It's not b'seichel. Seichel, just to go on, you know, everything's besaydeh here in Waterbury, Connecticut, things like that. It's not Seichel, Rabbi say. There's a whole country now, elected by the country, a country elected that their mantra is kill Yidden. That's the mantra. Now we have a country, Rabbi say. Yes. Now, next. This is what we have. It shouldn't go any weiter. This is what we have today. Here and now, this is what we have facing us. We have a country. Was it somebody who said, I knew the whole time, it's nothing new to me? Okay, so you're a Navi, nobody knew. I don't think anybody knew. The world's in shock. You're smarter than the world, Kenzine. The world's shocked. Nobody thought that. People said in the elections they'll win. They won by a landslide. A whole country, millions and millions of people, who all want, and they train the kids from youth. And the goal now of the country, Hamas won the elections, the goal of the country is to wipe Yidden off the face of the earth. A country. Yeah. We don't want it to go through. We don't know. Nobody here can say that. And if 2 billion Muslims officially announce, vote this in somehow, in the sun, I don't want to be the doomsayer. And Be'ez Hashem, there's no doom. There's going to be Gula, Yeshuas. There's no doom. We have the Rebbeinu Shlom. There can't be any doom. But the word is, Chachd min Yisayra to Muhammad. Something has to move us to fight. Something move us. Now, if we say in our lives, I'm so busy with my battles, I can't have this extra pressure, so to speak. To me, the Rebbeinu Shlom knows what we could handle, what we can't handle. But the Rebbeinu Shlom sent us. A guy's in the Melchama, you wake the guy up, he's like, I'm so hard getting up on a normal day. I need the extra pressure of getting up now because people are shooting at me. But people are shooting at you. Sorry, but I'm sorry. I'm shuldik. I hear what you're telling me. You're saying good. You know, the guy, I'm in such trouble getting up every morning. I can't have the extra pressure of somebody shooting. You're saying good. It must be hard. I'm the extra pressure. It's hard enough getting up everyone. It must be hard. Basically, I don't know what to say. I'm sure it is hard for us. But we have to face, we can't live in dimyonis. I think, so what's pshat, we're not affected. I think all the movies, TV, radio, I think the ashpa is that we're not, gedolim, klar by me, big people, Rabbi Brafman is crying in Farakwa. People who are sensitive, are not mushpa. It's not like it's so hard to do what we're saying now. Our nerves are a little bit damaged, unfortunately, from things we've seen, movies. It's interesting for the coffee day. Good for all of us to feel what I'm saying is hard. I'm not asking to have hergeshim. I'm asking b'seichel to know it. In seichel, it's going to be yes. What are you doing, this Muhammad? We believe the Muhammad's with the Kharbi, the Kashti, B'tzilusi, B'busi, with Tefillah, with Torah. That's what we believe this Muhammad's won. Kol Yankim. That's our way of winning the Muhammad. What did you do? Hamas was in. What did you do about it? Nothing. You said episode, capital, till him a day. Out of something. What did you do about it? Nothing. I watched. Interesting. At what point, Iran's building a nuclear reactor. They're close to having an atomic bomb. The president of Iran says explicitly he wants to knock out Israel. He wants to knock Yidden off the face of Earth. He denies the Holocaust. Mamisha, Rosh Marusha. I can't say his name for two reasons, because it's impossible to pronounce. Shem Rosham Yerkin, you shouldn't say Rosh's name. But the word is, this guy wants. So what did we do about it? Everybody's waiting for Israel to make the nuclear strike, to make a strike against them. Mistama, they will, they won't. That's talk in the coffee room. That's for politics. But what do we do about it? Nothing. Interesting. It's interesting news. What do you do about it? Do you say, okay, I can't handle this. I have my own. Okay, I'm sorry. But what do we do about it? Nothing. We just have a guy sitting there mocking, standing at the Jewish people, and he's saying, I want to wipe them off the face of the earth. And what do you do about nothing? It's a tiny Kalish. Where were you? It's going to be a tiny, Rabbi say. And it's going to be those, the opposite. Beis Hashem, we'll do things about it. They're going to be heroes of this war. And Saif Davra Kol Nishma, as it says at the end of Kehelis, it's all going to be seen. There's going to be a video of this great war, and the heroes are going to be known. Saif Davra Kol Nishma. They're going to be heroes. There's some guy, he was a doctor, some doctor in Flatbush, some baker in Muncie, some lawyer in Lakewood, some rav in New York. It's going to be seen. All these people, Taka did something. They said, you know, they didn't just look at all news, all interesting. They said, you know, there's something not big. It's hard to admit if a guy's not trained, so that even if the enemy's fighting, he could do what he could do against the enemy. He could hide his friend. He could shoot a little water gun pusher to distract them. Basically, whatever you could do. Hashem yilachim lachem. Hashem fights anyway. But chach something to say, I'm in a battle. Chach something to say, I have a rutzin to help out in the battle. Chach something to show the... It's not for me to show something. Pashut, if you want a picture, Amal and Baya, Bachram are helping out. Let's pass Shabbos. The Bachram are doing. I watch Daniel flying around doing millions of. So I feel barely. I'm not helping as much. He's doing. And they know more. So Chach, you do something to show I want to help. Okay, I'll carry the chicken here. Something. You have better expertise. You're doing more. You're more on top of this. Chach, something that we want to help. That we have a rutzin to help. So Chach Ravesh is something that a person now is this era. It's not Stam Yuan and other news. Oh, the Chadashas. It was Ay B'tochen. But have B'tochen, but do something. Do something. I'm talking to myself. We have to do something. We have to think of one Zach. If we're acting a little more, if we're acting a little more B'yira by davening, if we're learning a little more intensity, let's do something, Rabbi said. Let's not just, to sit by idly, not do anything, is not an option. It's prisos. It's not an option. It's calling upon the olam. If I'm the guy waking everybody up, we're all in trouble. If I shluffen, the guy is lying in bed, who calls out the other. You ever had it? You had a roommate who's like, Fashluffin. He calls out to your bed, get up. He said, what about you, you Meshuggah? You're also lying in bed. So I'm the guy lying in bed, everybody says, I'm calling over to you, Chantzi. Maybe if I call to you and you'll say back, Meshuggah, you're also supposed to get up, so we won't get up. But I am calling over to you. We have to call to each other. You have to have eyesight. We have to call to arms, Pashut. It's not kedai to wait. The longer the person waits, the enemy. People are waiting. Do something like Iran before their weapons are complete. It's not kedai to wait. It's not kedai just to float along. It's an Eis Mulchama. You're in an Eis Mulchama. I'm sorry. I know you're tired. You just woke up. You're in an Eis Mulchama. On Sholdik. In your life, there was never like this. This is not something you could say every day, every week. If you ever experience this in your life, what's going on, you have Hamas voted into a country. If whoever Chalom growing up missed that Hamas would, they always wanted to build a group, and everybody knew they had the video on Yeshiva, by that thing that showed about the whole conflict. Good. So Yadayna knew that the others also were sympathetic. They didn't mind so much. Maybe it's a strong minority. They voted in by a landslide. It's the Gansa country. You have the president of Iran saying what he's saying. It's Pasha, it's Nais Muhammad. If a person's fashluffing through it, he has to wake up. He has to wake up a little bit, not to be sad, not to be tense, not to be down, to be freilach. That always has to be freilach. That's the only way, that's the way you can cope at all times. Tachzah shalavat, that's Hashem l'gechem simcha, tov levet, to serve simcha. B'simcha, the gilui b'rada, rejoice of b'rada, the little fear. With chacha yer shemayim, chacha concern, chacha tefillah, something. If we don't feel it emotionally, at least intellectually know it. And yavi ayam will come a day that we'll feel it emotionally. It will come a day, everybody say, we have the big victory. When it's nekayim lei neymet masna medach ha-shavach, when taka there, Taka Hashem Taka defeats the enemy, as Hashem always does. When Hashem Taka defeats the enemy, Rabbi Yisai, it will be very clear it will be known on that day by Yomahu, Taka be known who the heroes were. Saif Davra Kol Nishma. It will be very clear who the heroic people were who did things. Who didn't just watch and say, oh, interesting, it's not made. Who did things about it. And the smallest Zach will be appreciated. The smallest tikkun that the guy made is going to speak less Lashna, whatever it is. Klur, the Rebbeinu Shlomo will appreciate it. And all the Klais will appreciate it. They'll know who the battlers were, who the soldiers, who the Kharbi of Kashti were. Yeah. That's for each person. If I can. People can come to Ezi afterwards. If I can. I'm still tracking for myself. But I do know that Chach, all I could say is I know to Mitz Pashat that we have to be working on something. That's what I'm shooting to.